For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I got to tell you, this is like my fourth redo on this taping because I don't know if it's sinuses or my throat, but I keep coughing. So I'm tempted to, if I have to do a little cough, I'm just going to let it roll. Because I get real going on my points and all of a sudden my throat will start. So you hang in there with me, right? Anyway, it must be this weather, I tell you. But I'm all week. I hope you're having a great Tuesday morning. Look, I am, in spite of this hazel, whatever's going on with the pollen or whatever. But anyway, I'm on this teaching, the kingdom of God is within you, becoming kingdom-minded. It's very important that we revisit these truths, my brethren, because I think we forget. Like I said yesterday, life sometimes takes its toll and we just forget that we don't have to live according to the way this world lives, the way this world says to live. We're from a kingdom that cannot be shaken, for Pete's sake. You know, and I like this right that this one author gives. He says, every human being who has ever lived has faced the same tension, being designed for one kingdom, yet forced to live in another. Most people are never able to clearly define the problem. For them, life always seems somewhat out of kilter, purposeless, and full of misery, as if something just doesn't quite fit. They're generally dissatisfied and discontented with life, but they don't really know why. And I'll tell you why. Because you are created to know your Maker. You are created to know God. And until you do, You just end up living life like striving to, you know, keep up with and whatever. And so here you are facing that tension of living in this kingdom, but yet somewhere inside you're thinking, is this all there is? And I'm telling you, no, this isn't all there is. There's another whole invisible kingdom that Christ wants you to be born again into. Then the tension, the misery leaves. The author continues, nothing works accurately when it's removed from the environment for which it was designed. A fish out of water will quickly suffocate. A human being underwater without special breathing apparatus will soon drown. Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. Flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, you cannot be serving this kingdom and then try to serve the kingdom of God. You will choose one kingdom or the other. I remember a quote, I think the guy's name is Rick Joyner, and he says, you live in the kingdom that you see most clearly. Now think about that. Right now you're living in the kingdom, this one or God's kingdom, that you see most clearly. Even though it's an invisible kingdom, God's kingdom, those who are born again see it most clearly. In fact, you start to see that more clearly than this old kingdom called Earth in the world. And it's just a powerful reminder to say, goodness, have we forgotten? We've come into the kingdom of God, but at the same time, don't forget, the kingdom of God and the King comes to live inside of us. And he brings everything he is with him. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.